And by the way, Doobie literally tells people that the people that he donates thousands of dollars to, he tells people that he will not donate to their streams if I'm on their stream. So while I'm there, he's not watching, he won't donate at all. So like actual manipulative stuff, just saying. I think Jistica was even tweeting out yesterday, like, support for Taylor Lorenz. It's, like, so pathetic. If you could have imagined that 2 years ago, a guy with the name who came from the name Juice Stalker, who was a fan of Fuentes and just liked watching my content because I have a similar demeanor in terms of, like, arguing and debate and everything, would be defending Taylor Lorenz online. It's fucking hilarious.
So here's you talking about a child. I believe he's 14 or 15 years old.
Online child?
Destiny's son, specifically. Oh! Logging some of Nathan's insane racism, pedophilia, and Nazi maxim because I will ensure when daddy's money is all gone, Nathan never gets a job for the rest of his life. Dude's going to be 35 applying.
He's A-logging my 14-year-old son to get him in the future? What the fuck? Although I am sure that this guy and Just Duel's community have completely thought through an incredibly valid reason for why it's actually justified.
Hang at Walmart and they'll get an email from me with pics like this in it.
Jesus.
So this is you claiming that a child that you are going to for the rest of his life.
Oh no, not a child. Destiny never goes after children.
Okay, to the
what? Okay, apparently this was a gestical defender.
The things that they have accused me, in which Skeet here says that I have done, is mocked the death of ICE agents who died of COVID.
Hurry up.
We're going to look at the tweet, we're going to look at what that is, and we're going to allow him to make out his argument. He's also claimed that I sweep for Destiny, that I only have him on because I'm a free speech platform, or that's what I say I only have him on for. And he's had some other accusations towards me and also towards Destiny that he'd like to talk about.
Uh-oh.
So first of all, I guess I'll just give you the mic, let you introduce yourself, and tell people what you are here for. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I don't know that there's much of an introduction needed. I mean, I'm a fucking Twitter nobody. You are exceedingly desperate to even bring me on. You're extremely horny to talk about this subject for some reason. And you're so desperate you've reached to me when, like, I'm basically a third party that chimed in and I did what I always do, which is I shoehorn Destiny into the conversation. And yeah, so here I am.
He's honest.
Mostly
King.
Here to
okay.
Talk about what I want to talk about, but you go ahead with your thing.
Let's talk about the desperation here. Do you think that me inviting you on is an act of desperation? Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, nobody will come on and talk to you about this, and you really, really, really want to talk about it. So here I am.
So, well, there it's true that several of the people that I've invited that have accused me of being a liar, I have invited on, and they've declined, right? Because they're cowards, to be clear. They know that they're accusations can't stand any sort of scrutiny or any sort of pushback. And if they did come on, they knew, I think they suspect at least, how it would go. One of my main accusers, that Ace guy, has been on my stream before. It did not go well for him.
Ooh.
And that is likely the reason that he wouldn't come on. Is it desperate, though? I don't know if I need that word. You can use that word if you like. But yes, when people accuse me of being something that I'm not,
oh, no.
Especially when it's something like
oh, no.
a liar, and I take my integrity pretty seriously, that is something that I am eager to talk about and eager to discuss.
Well,
because some people have made this... Let me finish, and I'll let you go, I promise. When
Damn!
People call you a liar or make accusations against you, yes, I want to push back against those accusations. I don't know if I'd consider that desperate, though. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, I was kind of hoping it would come to here. It's like, your big problem is that people are lying about you. So I just linked you a tweet of yours.
Uh-oh.
And if you could maybe pull that up and take a look at it, you are lying about me.
Ooh.
In that tweet. I have not constantly interrogated you about how much money you make. I asked you twice. And that is not like a fair characterization of our interaction.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
I've been, you know, quote
I'll pull it up on the screen. I'm sharing the screen so you can see it too, just so you know what I'm sharing. And here is a tweet he linked me.
Okay.
For context, this is Black Cat.
Well,
Night
well, now I'm being interrupted.
Well, I'm just explaining what I'm sharing on the screen. But
well, let me just finish what I was saying. So So this is not a fair characterization because I've been quote unquote harassing you for like over a year. And this is like two tweets I ever sent you. So it's a gross mischaracterization.
Gross
and it's you lying.
Mischaracterization.
What do you have to say to that, bud?
Ooh. Yeah.
So just for context, so people know what we're looking at, and I'll make it bigger so people can read.
Oh, real quick, you did answer that you don't receive assistance, but you never did answer me as to whether you in the past have been paid by any PACs, if you're currently paid by any like political organization.
No, I'm not
like
currently Bunch paid by America, any political organization.
If in the past you've been, if Destiny pays you, you never answered.
Destiny's never
been paid by
any money.
Okay, how about any?
First of all, well, I'll answer your question. Hold on, let me answer. No,
okay.
I've never been paid by Destiny. No, I am not currently paid by any organization or group. The only people who pay me currently are my super chatters, who are lovely individuals. And some people donate me to me directly on occasion to help me get mics and get cams and all that shit.
Okay, that's all I wanted. I just wanted to on the record.
Let me finish answering the question. When it comes to PACs, I was at, like last year, what was it, last year or the year before? Last year, I think. I was paid by Progressive Victory, but I put that in my titles. I put that in my YouTube. That was a whole discussion that we've had for I think the whole year on me getting paid by Progressive Victory. But everyone knew that because
I do think it's really fucking weird. I'm still not sure how I feel about it. I didn't realize until that one stream how much Doobie was like just paying money to so many different people. And there's one other guy too, apparently.
I disclosed it and I told everyone. So yes. But I no longer am paid by them.
Now, didn't Progressive Victory have some kind of, I'm not like really well-versed in it, but didn't they have some kind of...
I like how people always, I'm not really well-versed in this thing. And then they start citing like the most insane conspiratorial shit ever. Like, if you're not well-versed in this thing at all, how the fuck do you even know these weirdo conspiracies?
Thing where they weren't correctly filing like something about their taxes or something like
that. Wait, so you don't know any about Progressive Victory, but you have this opinion that they weren't correctly filing their taxes? How would you even fucking know that? Like, it's so obvious... the conspiratorial bend. Like, I don't know anything about this organization, but you better believe I'm hanging out in places where they talk about like whatever inane conspiracies related to these people. But okay,
maybe I'm not sure. I don't know the details, but I wasn't in charge of the filing and shit like that.
Okay. Anyways, this is all secondary. I just wanted to be on the record for it. So let's get back to you lying about me.
Yeah, let's go through the context here. So this is Black Cat. Night Kitten.
The context is a cope circle. You're all doing a cope circle about
if I may finish.
Yeah.
If I may finish.
You're so desperate to
these guys literally live in cope circles, so they would know all about that. Good projection.
This is just screenshots of you A-logging people who are involved with Destiny and in his circle. This is just logging some of Nathan's insane racism. Let me present.
Well, I just want to know. I don't understand what that term means. I just want to know what that means. A-logging.
I will explain it as I go. I promise. Okay. So here's you talking about a child. I believe he's 14 or 15 years old.
My child?
Destiny's son, specifically. Logging some of Nathan's insane racism, pedophilia, and Nazi maxim because I will ensure when daddy's money is all gone, Nathan never gets a job for the rest of his life. Dude's going to be 35 applying.
He's A-logging my 14-year-old son to get him in the future? What the fuck? Well, hold on. 15 now. Happy birthday. Okay. That's kind of a little bit weird. Although I am sure that this guy and Just Duel's community have completely thought through an incredibly valid reason for why it's actually justified.
Hang at Walmart and they'll get an email from me with pics like this in it.
Jesus.
So this is you claiming that a child that you are going to, for the rest of his life.
Oh no, not a child. Destiny never goes after children.
Okay, to the...
What? Firstly, hold on, that was stupid on so many different levels. I don't know if that was a pedophilia joke or an A-logging that I A-log. Who are the people that I attack or dox or... I don't even fight with... I'm trying to think of who's a minor that I even fight with. I had the debate with that Sophie person like... I think that was like 10 years ago. Unless they want to bring up the DDoS kid, I guess? But I don't think I ever... Did I publicly dox him? I don't remember. But that guy was also fucking destroying all my income! But okay, let's see. And also, oh, sorry, the dumbest thing about this is that's me. What does that have to do with my son? What the fuck? Okay, based.
Extent he does, he's wrong for that. That is a horrible thing to do.
Well, I
you understand that, correct?
Destiny's logic. I do the tit for tat. That's what he wants to live in, is a tit for tat world. So if he wants to do that, then his son is open game.
So just to be clear, you're doubling down.
When he wants to stop attacking other people's children, I'll leave Nathan alone.
Who are the other people's children that he's convinced himself that I'm attacking?
Plus, I was pretty chill to Nathan because every time I'd be like, hey, if you don't like it, fucking block me. If you don't like it, fucking block me. And he did eventually.
You can't block A-logging. What a random, retarded statement to make. Can we not?
Block me. So he had a very clear out to all of this. You want to pearl much about it, but you hang out with Destiny all the time, who routinely attacks children and wants this tit for tat nature.
Who are the children that I'm routinely attacking? Wait, are they going to bring up a reference here, or?
So cry me a fucking river, Wick.
So your
context is you in a coke circle lied about me. Can you talk about the lie that you said about me? That's what we're here to talk about.
I did not lie about you, and I think this is further evidence that I'm not lying about you, but that your inability to accurately present things.
Well, you're not addressing the concern. I brought up a tweet of yours. I don't give a fuck about night kittens.
Hold on.
Coke circle.
Because we're having context here, right? We're having some context here of why I made the comment I did in order to
well,
do that.
Well, the comment is a mischaracterization. Yep. The comment is a mischaracterization, correct?
No, my comment is accurate. You have asked me on multiple occasions. Hold on. Is it or is it not true?
It's two times.
On multiple occasions.
Now we're saying multiple. Is it constantly or is it multiple?
It's consistently. It's multiple occasions.
So now we're using different.
Right?
Now it's multiple and consistently.
Hold on. You recognize that you asked me about it like not 2 minutes ago, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's true.
Holding you to your own words.
That 2 minutes ago. Perhaps a little more, 5 minutes ago. But
right,
in
you
this
never
conversation,
question,
you
so
repeated your accusation, or your question, I should say. I'll correct that. You repeated your question. You repeated asking this question that you claim that you don't constantly do. You did it in this conversation again.
Okay, but how did you
so
in
is
the
it
past
or is it not true
that I would do it
that on multiple occasions
now
you
is
have
justification
asked
for something you said in the
about
past.
My
so this
finances.
Is retarded, Wick, and you're clearly fucking retarded to even try to argue this.
Hold on.
This
is
me
Wick
now.
Is floundering.
You understand
Wick
that I'm just correct.
Know that I
correct?
Would do.
That oh again, multiple occasions.
Correct. Yes, you're correct, Wick.
Yes, I am. Because on multiple occasions, you have asked me about
question.
My finances.
What, moot?
I'm listening from the other room, like schizo. What is A-logging?
A-logging is when you are religiously like logging every single piece of information you can about a person, generally with the hopes of leveraging it into some kind of future harassment. So like if I stalk all of your social media and I start tracking every single thing you do and I start like writing down like these huge blog posts of like Mr. Mooten when he was 12 said the N-word
Got
and
it.
Then when he was 13 he lived here and he went to this school and I brought up the school right, like it's like this kind of like crazy record keeping like biographical information that you're trying to stretch over a long period of time, like obsessively done through all forms of social media or whatever. Yeah, these people call it A-logging.
Okay. And then who is this guy in here?
I have no fucking idea. Probably somebody from
the JSTOL community?
Almost certainly, because they all have like the same talking points and everything.
So like, question for you. If someone is going after your son like this, like, I don't know, I don't want to get banned.
Jesus.
I guess, what is on the table here? Like, are you going to, like, is there anything you can do? Or is it just like a schizo and you just ignore him?
All you can really do is ignore him. There's nothing really illegal about any of it, but.
Yeah, I guess.
Unfortunately, because you can do whatever you want when it comes to social media, as long as you're not like showing up in real life. Like technically everything posted on the internet is a fair game to log for people, yeah.
Well, is multiple constantly or not?
Is multiple constantly? It's every time we've talked.
No, it isn't. We've had multiple.
Can this type of thing be done to them? You can, but the problem is that the people that do this don't typically have anything worth A-logging. Like if you're the kind of person who engages in this behavior, you probably generally don't have much of a life of your own and there's not really much you're out doing. So it's not like, even if people A-logged you, it's going to be some dude 50-50 on disability who lives with his parents, who sits in his basement all day, just like obsessively stalking and watching people.
Multiple tweets back and forth with each other. We have tweeted back, mostly me tweeting to you, I'll be honest, but
I almost never reply.
Over a year.
If they willingly said they want to harm your child, is there nothing legally that can be done? Not really, because there's nothing illegal about taking screenshots of things people send online and send them to future employers. It's not really against the law. It's a dick move, but it's not like illegal or anything.
So for you to claim that it's constant, no, I did it twice.
You did it three times, to be clear.
Well, at the time you tweeted this, I did it twice.
And it's something you brought up immediately. in fact. Well, that was one of the first things we were discussing in this conversation, correct?
I guess you're a time traveler, Alec.
I'm simply saying that this is a constant thing. And at the time I tweeted that,
well,
your last two tweets at me had been about my finances.
Oh, okay. So it's okay to lie if
again,
you just kind of feel
like
I'm not
lying.
That
this
is okay.
Correct. And the fact that you can't acknowledge that I was simply correct here is telling.
If you say it, it must be true, bud.
And not only am I saying it, I'm showing it. And you're demonstrating it as well. Again, one of the first questions you had for me in this conversation was about my finances.
Do you want to talk about the tweet you're all big mad about now?
Okay, so you're done with this. We can move on.
Well, I mean, you've been utterly destroyed on this.
Sure.
I did it
utterly
twice.
Destroyed.
You said constantly, you lied, and you're just sitting here like, I'm right, I'm right. It's fucking rude.
Oh, no one can see my screen. Oh, God damn it. No one can see my screen. Can you guys not see? Hold on. I just had to look. Are you guys unable to see? Hold on. Oh, it's just tiny. Oh, it's just little. Okay. But you guys could see. So, okay, yes, you utterly destroyed me there. Good job, man. Okay, so
well,
this...
Well, say it, it's true, Wack.
I mean, it's... I'll let the audience decide, but clearly no.
Let's let them decide.
Yeah. Let me go to the tweet that started this all. And here it is. We can bring him up.
Pull up the one with a short, fat, retard you on it also, okay?
This is the tweet.
Hi, what's up?
Yes. This is
the full context. So it's got his tweet and then your reply, right?
Yes. That's what we're going to do.
I'm just looking for a Leaper drives. I don't want to talk to you. Stop talking to me.
Wait,
you interrupted me in going to the last tweet.
Can we do a real
quick aside? Say one more time.
I want to do a really quick aside. It won't sidetrack us for a second.
Take your time, I guess.
Three of them.
Can you guys see it on the screen, gang?
Gang.
Can you pull that tweet up real quick?
You want me to pull up my tweet to Empath Chan? Sure.
Yeah, what's going on there, bud? We agree that Empath Chan is a Nazi who spits on people and yells?
Oh, yeah, she's crazy.
Okay, so why are you kidding around, joking around with her?
Why did he? I feel like the cringiest things about like the A-logger people, all the people in Justice community, is how much they try to like moral grandstand everything. Like, these people engage in some of the most, like, objectively disgusting behavior if it's against people they don't like. Like, this guy just came on justifying A-logging my fucking kid. Like, if you want to attack people, that's fine. But, like, but why moral, all the moral grandstanding is so fucking cringe about it?
Because I thought it was a funny tweet.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Me tweeting at someone or replying to someone or even in a joking or friendly manner does not imply endorsement of their behavior. Why would it?
Well, moral grandstanding is the basis of all snark. That is true, actually, but...
Yeah, let's decide again.
We will. Again, this idea that I can't ever have a non-acidic...
Well, can I tweet at Fuentes and joke around with him? Like,
then I can't have a non-acidic...
Fuck the Jews.
...engagement with anyone who has horrific views. I reject that. I think it's okay to make funny
tweets. Well, of course you do, because you monetarily gain from engagement.
What monetary gain did I gain from this tweet?
Well, no, but from
okay, so you acknowledge that there was no monetary gain from tweeting "It's my time to shine" to her saying "Looking weird is greater than looking normal." It's a self-deprecating joke that says I look weird. It's me being self-deprecating, having a little humor. And being
the lore, this yellow guy is a justical guy. The red guy from my Twitter clip is not a justical guy. He's a far right A-logger of mine who has sent his camp adjacent community on Wick for platforming me on his debate panels. One of his viewers called in and flashed his cock, which Wick censored it out on the VOD, but he hits you too. He reported to the FBI.
No! Fuck, wait, really? When? Being non-combative with someone who does have some pretty gross views.
It kind of keeps you in the club with like the Destinies and all those kind of people. It's just like,
what? When is the last time I even tweeted at Empath Chat? I feel like it's been like 6 months. What is the club? This is the club that we're in? Really?
Nodding.
It's in the club.
So that you can continue to monetarily gain off people like Destiny. But go ahead.
So you think that my
tweet... It is true. I have a requirement. I tell Wick, listen, if you want access to me, you need to be tweeting about these people.
Here and tweets like it keeps me in this club that you say is existing that allows me to have Destiny.
The cringiest thing, listen, you can A-log or do whatever weird shit you want, but I feel like the cringiest thing is when they have to stress so much like things that are just so obviously not true. Like when Lav tried to do the whole like, oh, like you have to fuck him to go on a stream, or like for this, like to stay in the Destiny Club. Like I'm one of the most easily accessible content creators on the internet in terms of talking to me or coming on stream and arguing with me, like, or jumping on your panel to argue. Like I'll do this shit off stream sometimes, depending on who's, what the fuck? Somebody linked that random lawyer dude. And I think I argued with him for like an hour, not argued, but walked through my case with him for an hour prior to stream. And I didn't promote it at all. Like I'm not, I don't do any of this stuff. That like there's no, it's not hard to have an argument with me, or it's not difficult to have me jump on a panel or something. Jesus.
And other people on. Is that true?
Well, I think the reason why you tweet a joke at her is because you're all part of, yes, that like kind of club there, like he fucks her. So you're kind of like chill with
never
her.
Happened.
Or, yeah, it's all part of that.
Okay. If that's what you think.
If you laugh, it's not true.
No, but if you say it, it is true.
I'm tweeting. I tweet friendly things at several people. I tweet acidic things at several people. That doesn't. The reason I decide to do that isn't because I'm in some club or I want to pander. It's because whether their comment made me laugh or smile or it made me angry. And that, again, how I'll respond. This idea that I'm secretly or not so secretly, I guess, trying to pander to Empath Chan. Why would I ever do
that? Well,
you'd be
pandering
to Destiny. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I had Destiny on my show longer than Empath Chan has been around, like a ton longer. No, you recognize that, that Destiny has been coming on my show much longer than he's been involved with Empath Chan? Can you?
I don't know what that has to do with my point at all.
So if you are saying that I am posing up to Empath Chan to be in this club, why would I ever do that? I'm already
there. You're such a retard, dude. It's not like you're posing up to Empath Chan to like punch your ticket to get into the club. Yes, you're already in the club, but you're like palling around with everybody in the club. That's why you feel comfortable to like tweet funny shit at a lady who is like a horrible fucking person who does horrible fucking things and should be shunned and bullied off the internet. You like joke
until I announce my upcoming engagement. Please don't say something. Sorry, I was going to make a Lauren joke. I finally decided to marry my secret daughter's secret mother, my secret daughter's known mother, but it's secret that she is the mother of my secret daughter.
Grandmother, because you guys are all part of the same club.
I made a funny joke.
Like, ingratiated with Destiny.
Okay. If you say so, man. Good.
Well, I mean, that's
can we go back to the...
You do monetarily gain on your relationship with Destiny.
To an extent... I mean, having bigger names on does
how often do I even go on Wick stream compared to how often does Doobie the Diddler donate to people's streams? Like, I feel like I don't ever, I don't even go on these people. I don't even go on Wick stream. I don't even know if it's once a month.
Me more money. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you can pull up the tweet that we all came here to cry about.
Okay.
And by the way, Doobie literally tells people that the people that he donates thousands of dollars to, he tells people that he will not donate to their streams if I'm on their stream. So while I'm there, he's not watching, he won't donate at all. So like actual manipulative stuff, just saying.
So just to be clear, okay, your first accusation was that I lied about you. That was proven wrong. And then you're claiming your second accusation about Empath.
Well, it was not proven wrong, right?
Posing up to her in order to remain in a club. That was also proven wrong. Let's get into your third accusation here. Let's see.
Just to be clear, you did not prove the first one wrong. We agreed we were going to leave it to the audience.
Okay. Here on January 27th, this is Sleepy Devo, or Dev, and you guys know him from my channel. He says the following on his tweet. He says, here's a list of fallen ICE agents. And he gives a list to, I don't think we need to click on the link. We can if we want. But it showcases the deaths of DHS and ICE agents through the years since its founding in, I think, 2003. The vast majority of modern ICE deaths are unvaccinated. And I don't know why he uses the term modern here because the whole agency is modern. Are unvaccinated people dying of COVID lamau. They tried to community note them for it. It didn't work. I reply, looks like the right-wing rhetoric did more to harm ICE than the left ever has. Tisk, tisk. Okay, so how or what problem do you have with this response.
Wait, Spider.
Well, again, let's just reiterate that you're like extremely desperate for even having me on to talk about this because I just jumped in as a third party like 2 hours ago to make fun of you.
Why is this guy so pathetic?
Hold on, hold on. You have been tweeting at me. You've been tweeting at me repeatedly for
not about this
over a year, correct?
Not about this.
So mad.
Yes, but this isn't all we're talking about, and you made that clear in your reply to me. Is that correct?
Yeah, but this
yes,
is what we're talking
exactly.
about.
So I'm not
now.
Having you on simply to discuss
you
this.
Talking about.
This was an inciting
this is
incident
the big thing you
that allowed me to about. Have you on, but I would have had you on before.
Oh, I'm sure you would have. I
and I will
you
have you
on
again.
Debate yeah. Destiny about it at all, but you said no.
No, I did not say no. I said if he agreed, right. I would make
you
it
said
happen.
If he agreed. Did you ever ask?
Yes. He didn't reply.
What Wait, what did I not reply to?
Okay,
doesn't
so it's
he doesn't reply to some of my? This is how I know when he doesn't want to do something. Why? Is he doesn't reply to it? Here's how this works. I'll DM him. Hey, do you want to talk about X? And he'll say sure, and then we set up a time and we do it. Or he won't say anything, or he'll say no.
Fuck. I wonder when he asked me about this.
That's
sometimes
the
I don't
extent of our conversation. Respond,
but... Cool story, bro. So. Here, it's extremely obvious that Dev is making fun of Ice Agents dying. Can we at least like agree on that?
Yes, and he said he is making fun here of Ice Agents dying. Yes.
Well, of COVID okay. in particular.
So this is like the same thing you were doing with the Impathcon tweet, where like he's making a joke, and you're like palling around, you're like joking around with him, and the tisk tisk on there makes it pretty obvious. Like we're joking around, we're having a little joke at the expense of the right wingers because they died.
Okay. Do you know what the sub in this do you so when it comes to grammar, do you know what the subject of a sentence is? What well, is the subject
what,
of
what
my
is
sentence?
Your point that you want to make?
Hold on, what is the subject of my sentence?
Go ahead and make
it looks
point.
When I say and I'm gonna play, I'm gonna
game
quote
grammar
it.
Games.
Okay. Grammar games.
This is what you guys do. You guys play these autistic word games where you want to like hang on every fucking word. But like normal people don't have social interactions in this way. And that's why when people look at this tweet, they obviously think you're joking around because normal people understand like context, social
yes.
interactions.
Normal people right. understand what the subject of a sentence is. So when I say something like, looks like the right wing rhetoric. The subject
why, bro?
Did more to harm ice than the left ever has. Tis tis. They know the thing I am mocking is the right wing rhetoric. If I had been mocking
the
death of ice agents, I would have said so.
Right, but you're using the deaths to get your cheap little own. Like it's you're at the expense of the deaths. You're making your little own
no,
right wing rhetoric.
At the expense of right wing.
No, rhetoric. Obviously you are. Okay. Obviously at the expense of
you can hear the when this guy speaks, I don't know if you guys have the ear for this, there's like a very nervous smile that people get into when they're when their blood pressure or when their pulse is like very high and then you know they have this like thing you can hear him when he's speaking how nervous he is talking to Wick. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, like it's you're at the expense of the deaths. You're making your little own
no,
right wing rep.
At the expense of right
no,
wing.
No, obviously you are.
You are.
Okay. Obviously at the expense of the deaths. You're
obviously, you are.
Oh it's a right.
No, word. Obviously, you are.
Okay.
Obviously,
you
at the expense of the deaths, you're making.
That you say are
well,
obvious,
I mean, clear.
But normal people understand when they see this that it is not mocking death. The only people who think this is mocking death are people who have hate boners for me or the people around me. No one else, not a single other person.
Everyone who disagrees with that. You is a hater, bro.
No. There are plenty of people who disagree with me on things other than this who I wouldn't consider haters. But when certain things that are obvious, then yes. If you think
so
that I am mocking
you want
the death of someone because I am talking about how contrary to what the right wing claims that
these deranged people follow their own life under the same moral scrutiny they put Destiny and Wick under. Well, to be fair. Or not to be fair, not to take away from Wick's haters, but I'm pretty sure these people target him because of his association with me. So it's not even that they're obsessed with him, it's just anybody around me. But also, they always have reasons for why they can act in the most unhinged ways possible, and it's always okay. So for instance, like when that Saba guy was harassing the sexual trafficking victim, and all of Gistical's Discord server were like cheering him on for it, it was based and acceptable for, I think it's because people like Wicked Supreme were spinning up the idea that me and her were actually secretly collaborating to take down Pixie or something. That was, I think, the theory they were running was that why it was okay to track her down and figure out who she was and harass her into doing a deposition. And it's why Jessica was okay dating Cherry after having her committed for being suicidal and then bringing her onto her stream and farming her for content for 3 to 6 months, despite the fact that she was suicidal over those exact same issues. But they always have reasons why it's okay when they do it.
The left is putting ICE agents in danger because of their dangerous rhetoric, when it's shown that most of the deaths of ICE agents, the actual harms to ICE agents, has come from right-wing anti-vax rhetoric. Then I am mocking the rhetoric, that hypocrisy, that irony, that they say one thing, but it turns out that it's completely the opposite. That is worthy of mockery. That is not, and is separate to mocking death. Do you understand the distinction?
Are you going to like sit here and make these gay speeches to your audience about how bad the right is to like just try to optically win the conversation? Because you realize
this was a
liberal,
gay speech,
right? Like I'm a liberal. I don't.
No, you're not.
I don't agree with MAGA.
You're not.
These guys don't have any political ideology. It's literally defined as the opposite of me. I think Jessica was even tweeting out yesterday like support for Taylor Lorenz. It's like so pathetic. If you could have imagined that 2 years ago, a guy with the name Jay, who came from the name Juice Stalker, who was a fan of Fuentes and just liked watching my content because I have a similar demeanor in terms of like arguing and debate and everything, would be defending Taylor Lorenz online. It's fucking hilarious.
A liberal.
Oh, well, you said it, so I guess it's true.
As opposed to you claiming it, and thus it must be true?
True.
Well, what is your basis then? Because here, you're big on don't lie about me, don't lie about me. So why am I not a liberal? Wick,
so I don't think liberal people engage in misrepresenting others. That is not a liberal quality. In fact, that is one of the signs that someone behaves illiberally, is when they consistently lie about other people and misrepresent them.
This is like the Destiny thing where you think you can just like logic your way on the fly through the conversation. You have no evidence of being a liberal person politically. And so you're just like, well, you talk shit about people, so you're not liberal. This is such a gay and retarded thing to say. It's so clearly not true. So yeah, you have nothing here. I am a liberal, and I would like to see some evidence otherwise, because you're big about
giving you that evidence.
So like, you have it. Oh, with that, you don't like the things I say about people.
It's not the things you say. It's the dishonest.
Okay, does this get good anywhere else? I'm not watching 2 hours of this. This is fucking retarded.
Framing. You understand the difference?
What have I dishonestly framed?
Me specifically. And if you're lying about me, it's pretty.
If you're lying about me, you're not liberal.
Likely, at least, that you would lie about other people as well.
If you lie about Wick, you are not a liberal.
I think that if you lie about anyone, it does call into question your liberal bona fides, right? Your belief in institutions. And
that is like that. Crazy talk. Okay, is Destiny a liberal?
Yes, but
Destiny lies about people all the fucking time. So get the fuck out.
Okay, can you give me an example?
Skip to the next guy.
Yeah, I can give you an example. Have you ever met Pixie? Like, do you know her?
I met her. Yeah.
Okay, what is your like sense of Pixie as a person?
I don't have.
Destiny lies, like demonstrable lies, and I'm about to prove it by saying that I've met a person, but I would characterize them differently than Destiny does. I'm so curious what he thinks the lie is here.
Like, we didn't hang out that much. She was fine. Yeah.
You're literally going to sit there and like just refuse to answer. You can't make any kind of claim about what
I said. She was fine. See, this is the problem. I just answered your question. I said she was fine. And then you claim I didn't answer your question. You misrepresent and you lie.
Do you think that an accurate
Is there any way to force these guys to stop? Not really. The incentives line up for them to do what they do, right? Because they all work together and they have their little groups where they all chat about these things. And then they also are in the DMs of larger content creators who are happy to weaponize them, right? So you'll see Hassan and stuff is retweeting tweets from these people, that Substance Guy, or getting Jessica to message him talking points and everything. So they've got like all the incentive in the world to engage in that. And then literally no liberal content creator or community will ever work together or collaborate ever, because every liberal is afraid of their own fucking shadow. So there's like no defensive stuff on the other side. So it's basically, it's an environment that's very favorable for their behavior.
The implication of Pixie would be that she is a clout goblin who fucks streamers for clout and wants money. She's a money grubbing whore dancing around with daddy's money. Do you think that's a like misrepresentation of Pixie?
Yeah, probably.
I'm trying to think. Have I said that Pixie is a clout demon that to fuck streamers for clout? I might have said that out of anger once or twice. But generally, the thing I say is that her big issue was she just didn't want to be perceived as being a clout demon that fucks streamers. That was her huge deal. That's why she's lied to every single person in her life, her father included, about her sexual history. And it's why she had to be so defensive when that video leaked. It wouldn't surprise me if she literally told her dad that she was a virgin and then she has to explain how that video can possibly exist. But she's lied to literally every single person. And now I know this now via depositions, right? That about every part of her sexual past.
So. Okay, so Destiny lies about people, so he's not a liberal. So Destiny says that about Pixie, so he lies about people, so he's not a liberal. Wick logic, we've got there.
Okay, so you understand, right, that when I said he's a liberal, but that there was a follow-up to that?
Oh, yeah. Good. You get the caveat with him, but with me, I don't get any of that.
You're Wick about- shouldn't have gotten... Wick is getting mired down in a dumb argument. Now he's fighting against it because he feels like he has to. I think the issue Wick had was if the guy was willing to lie about an argument that Wick was making that was more of a liberal talking point and the guy's fighting against it, then it seems like an illiberal thing to do. It's probably not a good argument to say he's even illiberal, but Wick is now... Because the guy was... I think that Wick tweet making fun of quote-unquote dead ICE officers. You're not making fun of dead ICE officers. It's more the fact that, like, they posted a whole memorial wall implying their job is super dangerous, but the thing that killed like 95% of these people was fucking COVID, which is kind of funny given that that's one of the big conspiracies that conservatives pushed that led to people dying. So, but I don't even know why I'm explaining it. It's like plainly obvious when you read it to understand that. So,
because he has shown honesty in a way that you have not.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
There have been honest interactions I've had with him, and I have not had those with you.
Okay. That's cool. I think you are just like grasping at straws here. You want to deny me being a liberal because you just don't like that I'm on the same like, team as you. And
if you can show me evidence that you're a liberal, I'll retract that. But well, I haven't seen any evidence you're liberal.
Charity test. Like suddenly you guys are doing the left. Everyone has to bow to vote for Newsom. We all have to do these gay charity.
Oh, see, this is further evidence.
Prove you're a liberal to me. Prove you're a liberal.
This is further evidence.
If I don't like Newsom, I can't be a liberal. Is that really your stance?
I don't think.
I don't like Newsom.
What liberal beliefs do you have?
I believe that we should expand healthcare and safety.
Hold on. Expanding healthcare does not make you liberal. Right, you can be a liberal and oppose that. You understand that, right? Let's start here. What is a liberal? What is a liberal to you? What does liberal mean? Maybe we're using different definitions here, perhaps.
Well, you tell me your definition of liberal.
Okay. A liberal believes in there's three kind of pillars to liberalism.
Okay, what's the next call?
Free and fair elections. Okay,
Jack.
In that, the belief in equal rhetoric, which is a fundamentally different thing. But they don't understand
the concept,
or many of them do.
Maybe he just goes over it again at the very end.
That I see.
Hey, I'm going to use Destiny Standard.
Oh,
and
Destiny
Standard is, I'm going to put entire...
Doobie! It's so crazy also because outside of these guys like A-logging me, I haven't interacted with these people in... I like never interact with these people. So I don't know what energizes them or what keeps them going for years to call in and talk about me and obsess over me over and over and over and over again. The stream was supposed to be Wick versus haters, by the way. Yeah, but I think a lot of the haters that Wick has are literally just my anti-fans that always try to isolate me from everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
So you say I was dishonest about a few things.
Yes. Before we get there, though, I want to answer your question earlier. You said something, it was like the super chat was like, I think, given that Destiny Dan had done all these things to people who haven't doxed him, whatever, doesn't that justify what this guy's doing? I want to be clear, I don't agree with going after kids or whatever at all.
So you,
right? Why the fuck do I get looped in with Dan?
So you aren't applying that to him going after Nathan and doing all that bullshit, right?
Yes and no.
Yes
so I can understand
no?
if
what?
Let me explain. So I wouldn't do it. I don't agree with it. But if he's using the same standard that Destiny does, I think it does make sense because some of the people that Destiny's doxers encourage people to dox their children, their families. And all these people are put at risk by Destiny encouraging this community of like retards to go after them. So
wait, that was even more retarded than what I predicted. So if you dox somebody and they have children, that counts as that's the equivalent action of A-logging their minor children? Hold on, I'm trying of the people I've doxed, who even has kids? Jessica doesn't have kids. I don't think I anything about Doobie. Not that I've ever doxed anybody, but theoretically, if I were to, who the fuck has kids that I've been accused of doxing? Batman? Oh, esports Batman? Does esports Batman have children? Doobie has kids? I've never doxed Doobie before. I don't know anything about Doobie, unfortunately, in a video game.
I don't think there's much wiggle room there, to be honest with you. I don't agree with it. I think it's all bad. But if that's a standard, then, you know, that's a standard.
So just to be clear, you think that it is justified for the person I just talked to go after this Destiny's children because Destiny has gone after other people who
Whoa,
had children.
Big league, major league, children. Uh-oh.
No, I think you're misunderstanding. So
no, please.
I think if he's saying, hey, I'm going to use Destiny's standard, and Destiny's standard is, I'm going to put entire families at risk because somebody criticized me on the internet, well, then I don't understand why
entire
this...
Entire families.
What he's doing is so much worse than Destiny. I wouldn't do it. I don't agree with any of it, to be clear. Mm. But if he's saying, hey, I'm just going to do what Destiny does.
Okay. So there is a difference between going after someone who has children and then going after that person might put that person's children at risk, right? Might or might not. Just
no, I think it does.
I'll just grant you it does for the purposes of the discussion. But there's a difference.
I'm so sorry. I need a single name. Does esports Batman have kids? That's the only thing I can think of. If he does, I'm not aware of that. But also, if you're going to present your credentialed opinion on a thing that is directly within the purview of your credentials, I 1,000,000,000% stand by your identity should absolutely be attached to that. If esports Batman is going to walk around letting the whole internet know that they are a lawyer, and then they're going to give unfettered commentary about a legal case, I mean, that's your credentialing yourself. I think your identity is worth knowing there. 100%.
That, and going after someone's kids directly. You understand that, correct?
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Significantly, in my opinion, significantly worse and more condemnable than the other because of the direct versus indirect nature.
Yeah, if he'd actually followed through with doxing Nathan or whatever, and I think, you know, like, there have been times where Nathan's come up in voice channels and whatnot, and I just said, I don't feel comfortable talking about him or whatever, right? So I just don't feel comfortable even getting into whatever drama is there with Nathan, right? He's a young guy.
I mean, yeah, but to be clear, you brought this up, right?
Like, no, yeah, well, no, We're talking about it because the other guy brought it up and you were talking about it with him. So don't act like I just brought it up. But to be clear, I don't agree with going after Nathan. And now, if the guy has actually gone after Nathan and doxed him or done anything like this, I would say that's much worse than what Destiny's done. So far as I know, he hasn't. And I don't know this guy. I don't know what beef you have with him. I just jumped onto the stream randomly, right? So far as I know, he hasn't done that. You didn't mention him doing this. He made a threat. So far as I know, he hasn't followed through with it. But Destiny's actually followed through with this and doxed people and put people at risk. So I think that behavior is worse than just a threat.
What are we talking about right now?
So that's kind of what I meant by that. I don't mean it's good. I wouldn't do it. I don't support doing it. But I think if he's saying I'm going to go by Destiny's standard, well, that seems to be the standard.
Okay. What?
So anyway, the next thing is, there are a few things. So the dishonest thing is going to take us way back. Way, 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 way back. Okay. But I wanted to talk to you first about I was curious about your free speech liberalism thing. Because sure. You said that he didn't support free speech and he was not a liberal.
Yes.
But I did not, can you like flesh out like what you meant by that? Because it didn't really make sense to me.
Certainly. So what are this goes back to the Nathan thing, right? He says that because of Nathan's comments, that he's going to people's employers and ensuring because of his speech that he is going to be punished for his speech by going to the people's employers and making sure he's not hired. That is antithetical to the idea behind free speech. Do you disagree?
How? Is it because he's a kid or is it because he's...
It would be doing to anyone. Okay. If he was like 80 years old, right? If Nathan was 80 years old and you decided, hey, this person said something I didn't like and I'm going to try to ensure that there are secondary sanctions put on this guy, right? Or not secondary sanctions, but there are sanctions put on this guy, right? And making sure he's never going to hold a job again because I don't like what he said. That is antithetical to free speech.
Yeah, I don't understand that because like the typical line you hear from the left and the right about free speech is freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom from consequences. Okay. Right? So as long as they're not government-imposed consequences, if these are like social consequences, i.e. an employer doesn't want to hire you because you were saying crazy shit online, I don't see how that is contradictory to like free speech.
Because when you are in seeking to enforce consequences and saying, not only am I going to let society decide for themselves on what should happen, but I'm going to seek to impose these consequences on someone, right? I think that is antithetical free speech. Again, specifically, not for his actions, but for his speech, for his ideas, for the things he has said.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all.
I don't like.
So for example, if I were on the internet, like imagine I'm some random guy, I'm on the internet and I'm harassing women online, calling them sluts and cunts or whatever, fucking with them, making AI revenge porn of them and posting around fuck with them.
Like,
I think it'd be reasonable to track me down. And if I have an employer, to let them know what I've been doing. Right? So there's some kind of consequence because what I'm doing is not legal.
I love how that's the comparison.
It's not illegal at that point, right? So to impose some kind of consequence, given that there's no legal recourse, I think it does make sense to say, hey, just so you know, guys, this person that you are family with or whatever is doing this crazy shit, which is a justification that Destiny uses to go after some of the people that he goes after. Yeah. Right? I think most of his justification is bullshit, to be clear, but that's a justification. Right? These people are doing crazy things, so I'm going to dox them. And that's usually the justification when somebody gets doxed, right?
That's
it's like,
it?
Hey, this person's doing just terrible things. They're like a rumor or something, so everybody should know who they are.
Rumor? Okay.
I think that makes sense. Like that is reasonable to me.
Okay. It might be reasonable to you, but it is not. We're not talking about like doxing and harassment. We're talking about
A-logging.
Say you said, hey,
and
I don't like women.
The future.
I think women are yucky and gross, and I think they're less than men. You haven't harassed anyone. You haven't sexually assaulted anyone or anything like that, but this is an idea you have. And I go to your employers, and I try to get you fired because you said that. Do you think what I'm doing is helping free speech or hurting free speech?
I think it's helping, actually. I would call it neutral, actually, because
neutral?
I think they're kind of disconnected from each other. Like, so if I say a thing, and you disagree enough with what I say, that you want people around me to know I said this thing, I mean, that's your free speech, right? That you have the freedom to express this thing.
But with the intent of getting them fired from their jobs or making sure they're not employed?
Yeah, I think that's totally within
the... What about getting arrested?
If they did something illegal. But I think you'd be crossing out of the free speech line there.
Why does the government being involved matter here?
Because if they've done something that would get them arrested, they're probably out of the bounds of freedom of expression. Right? They've probably harmed someone in some way. Because in the United States right now, for the most part, we still do have freedom of expression, right? So if the government is involved and is arresting somebody for a thing, they
so
probably
say,
cross that line.
Say someone saw that a student visa holder had made a op-ed that was critical of Israel. And they said, you know what? I'm going to report this to the government and to try to get their student visa to be taken away so that they get deported. Would that be pro-free speech, anti-free speech, neutral free speech?
I think if the government has crossed the line into punishing that sort of behavior, I think the government itself is enacting an anti-free speech policy.
Okay, so this is happening. This is going now, right?
I know. Yes.
Yes.
So I agree that our government is not staying within the constitutional boundaries, I think.
Okay, but
that's pretty far from... But that's
yeah,
pretty
but
far from,
that,
like... Go ahead.
More than that, if they are being... critical and antithetical to the concept of free speech. So it's not just the law here. It's not just a legal thing. It's the idea of being able to speak your mind and not having society impose super amounts of consequences on you, right? Because you've simply spoken your mind, right? That is...
Yeah, but wait, there are plenty of things you could say that society should impose consequences on you for. So for example, if I were advocating just murder all white people or whatever, there should be a social consequence for that, right? So like, And I don't, it would be weird to say that trying to enforce a social consequence or encourage a social consequence is like is anti-free speech in some
way. It is, though, because you're trying. Yeah, because, so, like, if I think,
I don't mind, I don't like Wick's argument here, but Wick might be more of a, I hate free speech. No, I'm just kidding. Wick might be more on the extreme side of this than I am. But the crazy thing isn't trying to, isn't like enforcing free speech or reporting somebody for harassing somebody or making threats or whatever. It's the idea that you would A-log somebody who's 14 with the threat of like turning it in at a later date if they get another job 20 years later. Like we're at like a different thing here now, right? Like there's like a different type of thing that we're talking about. And Doobie's managed to pull this back into a way more abstracted argument. That's not really what was being talked about.
If you are critical of Palestine or critical of Israel, I should say, and because you're critical of Israel, and I disagree with you being critical of Israel, I make sure to try to get you fired from all of your jobs to make sure that you're never employed again. That would be antithetical to free speech. We'd be trying to punish you and impose the social consequences on you because we've disagreed with each other on a concept.
And I disagree with that. So I think it's a bad thing to do. But I think while all that person is doing, this person who I disagree with, and I know this already happens, of course. People get like smeared as like an anti-Semite or whatever. But I think all that person is doing is using their freedom of expression to encourage a consequence for behavior that they dislike.
But they are doing
that
so
within the boundaries of free speech. And I understand they're doing to try to suppress a type of expression. Of
yes, they're trying to suppress a type of expression. Yeah. Yes, that is anti-free speech.
Yeah, but that is something. No, because that is something you can do with your expression. So if, like I said, if you were saying a thing that I disagree with, and I think you should stop saying this thing, I can express my belief that you shouldn't be able to say
that
thing.
I'm not trying. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about reporting them to their employer or school, especially like a minor in the future. But getting better. Okay. This is boring.
This afterwards, and I found that actually a lot of the videos that you played were this Maccabi soccer club, this Israeli soccer club, beating up Arabs because they were beating Arab taxi drivers in Belgium for like at least a week before that. And that's why this like actually set off was they were harassing the locals, attacking Arabs in the city, which is something that...
Is this one of your A-loggers? Gawk2000, are you willing to DM me by chance? My spies are letting me know. Wick TV has fled to his hugbox on his Discord instead of engaging anymore. Whoever this Ace guy is or the Gawk2000, listen, if you want to come on stream and chat, make him tweet at me and then join stream disagreements. I'll drag him up.
To do. And wherever the soccer club goes, there tend to be stories of them attacking Arabs and whatnot that they find because they're known to be extremely racist.
Marsh Top 6, I'm sure.
So racist, actually, that they've actually been banned from going to different soccer events, right, in different countries because they attack the locals because they're very aggressively racist. So the soccer club, which is known to be racist and to attack people, there's videos of them attacking people. You play these videos and you claim...
You apparently blocked the Gawk guy. Yeah, he can still tweet at me.
It was actually Arabs attacking a Jewish guy. It was actually... Okay, the video that you played...
I don't remember the specific video I played, but there is a group chat that they had where the Arabs, these various people, were planning to ambush the Israeli soccer team. And we have that on record. That. And I don't know if...
Where does Doobie live? How white is Doobie? I will say, I don't think I feel it anymore, but back when I first started getting into the Israel-Palestine stuff, saying Arab or Arabs actually did feel kind of not good. Like, it felt a little bit racist. I'm more comfortable now, obviously, having more versed in the region, and it's just a normal thing that people say, but at least in the United States, saying Arabs, it's kind of a weird thing. That was, like, usually heavily associated with anti-Arab or Islamophobic or whatever people post 9/11. But it was just funny because Doobie just heard Wick there say Arabs, and he was like, Arabs? That's neat. You're responding to these idiots in a serious tone. These are not serious people. I have to respond, though, so that people know the responses, because Hassan repeats this stuff, and it shows up everywhere. Sometimes, though, people... So, like, the last time... I think Taylor Lorenz retweeted Hassan trying to claim I was outed as a pedophile and fucking core docs or whatever. Like, there were a lot of people under those tweets that had, like, the correct response to that, which was good. So, unfortunately, I would rather not have to, but until the court case is over and I can just point people to a dismissal or, I guess, a trial win, I kind of have to engage with it to some extent because these guys are engaging everywhere. What is the timeline for getting a dismissal? Don't ask me for any timeline on anything. What is the... I think the absolute max is... Am I making this up or did Kafka say this? That you have 180 days for the court has to rule in a motion within 180 days? Or was it that Judge Torres had never gone more than 180 days without ruling on something? So is that our hypothetical timeline? I know we've already filed a few 90-day notices. Like I said, I don't know. Unless he's writing up like the sickest dismissal in the universe, technically, because it sounds so crazy to say now for how long this has been dragged out. I used to be able to say, well, you know, well, at the latest, it's mid-May, I think, is the trial date. So I guess that's the latest it could go. But the problem is I don't think we'll go to trial before we've done party depositions. And discovery closed in December with their side filing an extension for discovery. And that hasn't been ruled on yet for 4 months. So if they extend discovery for us to do party depositions, I feel like that has the chance to push back the trial 6 months. I don't know. I don't know what the timeline would be on that because I don't know. It just feels, I don't know. I have no idea. But we're still waiting on all of that because technically, I think it was December 16th was the day that Discovery was closed, and neither me nor Pixie have been deposed yet. So we'll see, I guess. What's the likelihood you put on a trial? What do you mean put on a trial? Like stream it? It's federal court, so I can't. What's the likelihood of it going to trial? I don't know. My priors on that have only gotten, priors or posters, I guess, because I'm updating, have only gotten like better in terms of, I feel like the chances of them making it to trial are less and less, unless there's like a meta for judges that might be a thing that I don't know. So for instance, let's say that you're like 1 month away from trial. If you go through a trial, now I'm repeating stuff for her because I don't know how true this is, but supposedly judges don't like being appealed. Judges don't like their decisions being appealed. So if you're like a month out from trial anyway, rather than write a rather than writing an approval for summary judgment or issuing summary judgment to either party, a judge might just say, well, fuck it, let's just go to trial anyway, because that's a lot less likely to get overturned on appeal. But I don't know if that's like part of a judge's thought process or not. I've read different things on that. I don't know. But in terms of like on the merits, I feel like their response to my motion to dismiss and their response to my motion for summary judgment, I feel like both of those responses are incredibly bad because they don't include anything to establish why the court should even be able to hear the case. Instead, they kind of like nitpick at my evidence. And I think maybe for the motion to dismiss, maybe that's okay. But for the motion for summary judgment, I feel like you got to throw something in there. Otherwise, if the judge is looking at it and he's trying to figure out, well, why the fuck should this even be heard in federal court? And they are literally saying, well, his evidence is not that great. I don't know if their MSJ response is the appropriate venue to raise those complaints. But I don't know. Remember, for all the talk about spoliation and me tampering with evidence and hiding stuff, for all of that talk, they never filed a single motion on any of it. They never accused us of any of it. They didn't have no motions to compel, nothing for looking for adverse rulings or anything else. Like, Kafka Esquire, it's a pro question. Destiny talks about extending discovery, but the 12b6 hasn't been decided yet, which is supposed to be before discovery. I think it was a 12b1 because it was for subject matter jurisdiction. The motion to dismiss is usually part of the pleading stage. The reason why we filed ours so late is because in the complaint, Pixie said that there were like 15 women that had evidence of improper behavior. Now that turned into zero. But at the time, I don't think there's no way we went on a dismissal. Why pay for the motion to dismiss? But the judge invited us to file a motion to dismiss after we raised the subject matter jurisdiction question at an evidentiary hearing related to the preliminary injunction. And his ruling on the PI, when he shut down the opposing counsel's arguments, he invited us to file a motion to dismiss. So we filed it then. This would have been back in September, I think. I also think it's kind of crazy that we sanctioned them and their response to our sanctions was to sanction us. Because we told them to correct the filings on the that I was communicating with a minor or whatever, because now that they dragged this poor girl out to deposition because Joan and Pixie were encouraging Saba to harass her and her family in real life to get her to comply, to come out to do the deposition, and then we find out that I've never spoken to her before, they don't want to amend their prior filings because they were ass pain that deposition went really bad for them, and they refused, and we said, well, if you don't, we're going to file a sanction against you, Rule 11, and then when we did that, because they had 3 weeks to update it, they didn't, they filed their sanctions against us for sanctioning them. They filed Rule 11 against us for Rule 11. I was like, okay, good one. Good one. Wait, Doobie's the one saying it's not anti-free speech, okay? I was curious if Doobie would think it's anti-free speech if he's donating to streamers to not have me on their stream. But who knows?
The streams are happening. I just don't want
you've to You've donated before, but you've donated it. Look, when you said that I'm exaggerating, and then I pull up a quote of you saying the exact thing that I claimed that you said. Okay.
Wick,
that
this
you
was
said.
Over a year ago, and we've had multiple conversations about this since then, where I've clarified to you.
You can
you
say
know
you've
this,
changed
again,
your mind, and that's fine.
But you know this, Wick. You know that I'm not doing that.
You don't
that
donate to me as much as you used to, which is fine. I'm very, it's okay. I'm not complaining.
Oh. I don't watch as much as I used because I've been very busy since I retired.
Oh,
fair enough. But when I say that, hey, so, you said a thing.
Retired.
I notice a change in your behavior, and then I pull up that thing that you said.
No,
you actually said it, and I note the change in behavior, which you also note too, which you say is a different reason for it. How is that me exaggerating or lying?
Okay, because Wick, like I said, you're pulling up something from January of 2025 when you and I have had multiple conversations about this since then, where I've clarified to you, and I think my behavior has shown that it's not that I pulled financial support, quote unquote. I just don't watch when Destiny's on. I told you that. Yeah, if you got Destiny on, I'm probably not gonna watch. You have other people on.
Hey, there it is.
No big deal. Like, that's not me pulling financial support.
You said that thing.
Okay, but this is okay, but now you're being dishonest. You're being dishonest again. Right? Because you're pretending.
By the way, that's more evidence for them. Hey, not very nice, buddy. That's more evidence for them trying to like influence who talks to who or whatever on streams than they've ever presented against me in the entirety of their obsessive hate shit against me, by the way. Could you imagine if I ever had some kind of standard like that? Like, oh, like I just stopped going on this guy's panels, or I stopped talking to this guy, or I stopped doing this thing because if I had any kind of statement like that, like, oh, well, I stopped going on your shows because of... for anything. I feel like I get accused of trying to manipulate all these people behind the scenes so much more, and they never even have evidence of it. And this guy just says it publicly.
This is why I don't. Right, I'm going to have to double check every claim you've made today. Right, is because you continually misrepresent.
Wick, how do you not see how this is dishonest? So
because
I said a thing.
You said a thing.
Not even to you. Hold on.
I claim you said that thing.
Hold on.
It turns out you said that thing. You have noted that there's been a change in your behavior. Right, you agreed to that.
I also a thing about lying. Doobie initially said, when I feel like when people give multiple sufficient explanations, so something is necessary if you need it to get something off the ground, it's sufficient when it's enough to satisfy the condition completely, right? So let's say that I were to cut somebody's head off, right, to kill them. You might say that that's like, would you say necessary and sufficient there? That would be sufficient for it for sure, right? But necessary, well, hold on, wait, that's not maybe the best example. Let's say we're talking about keeping somebody alive, right? They need to drink water. That's necessary for them to survive. But it's not sufficient, right? You need food as well. So food and water, these are necessary things to survive. Is it sufficient? I mean, you need oxygen too, right? But like necessary and sufficient are like two separate things. I think that when somebody is giving an argument and they provide you two different sufficient rationalizations of what they've done, in my mind, I think that's always a lie. Sorry, that was really convoluted. But so explaining this more concretely, he said, or using what he just said, he said that the reason why I stopped watching you as much was because I retired. Like, assuming that's true, that's a fair thing to say, right? Oh, okay, you retired. Like, that's why you don't watch as much. But then afterwards, he says, I said that I wouldn't watch you, you know, as much or whatever because you have Destiny on your panel sometimes or whatever. Well, wait, why would you even have to offer up that second explanation if the retirement explanation was true, right? You would just say that. You would just say that, well, it was because I was retired. That was it. But the fact that you're like jumping to offer additional explanations when that other one would make complete sense on its own, that's always like an indicator in my mind that somebody's lying, is when they start offering up multiple explanations when just one would fully explain the thing. It's because I think they feel either guilty in their mind, or they feel like they've been called out, or it's not believable, or something. There's something psychologically happening there, but yeah.
With you.
You can claim that, but I am going on what you've said and what you've done.
This is ridiculous. You know this is ridiculous. Right, so you're saying in January 2025, I wasn't even talking to you, by the way. I was talking to somebody else in chat, in your server. Anybody can pull up the...
You understood this was talking about me, and it was in a public, in my server where I can see it.
Hold on. Oh. No, it wasn't just about you. Jesus. That was about anybody who was still platforming Destiny at the time.
But you specifically mentioned me.
Anybody who was platforming Destiny at the time. This is a guy who donates thousands of dollars to streamers. I think in that big debate I had with Pisco, I think he donated, somebody said $1,000 over the course of that debate to Pisco. Said he's not going to donate to streamers because he's not going to be watching them while on their stream. Okay, interesting.
Other than a couple donors to Wick, but I wasn't talking just about you, right? I was talking about everybody in the space.
And after you said, but that was prepared to see if Wick would read them, and then you do the emoji with the shrug. That implies, implying that you have pulled financial support to me?
Yes.
To some degree.
Obviously. Wick,
again, you and I have had multiple conversations since then about specifically this. And you know that that the conversations that we've had is not that I'm pulling support or whatever. It's me saying, if you have Destiny on, I'm probably not going to watch. If he's not on, I'll watch and I'll donate now and then. This is very different from,
it's completely different, guys. That's totally different. Meanwhile, when I explicitly say to Lav, hey, I know we've hooked up in the past, but like, you know, you're always allowed on my stream. Like, we don't ever have to do any kind of sexual thing again in the future. Right? When I explicitly, because that is a message I explicitly sent her, Mr. Girl and Lav's explanation for that was, Destiny just says these things in order to have plausible deniability for when he gets called out in the future. Kings!
Months before that, you said another thing. Well, apparently my mind has changed. You're aware that my mind has changed since then. Because my behavior has changed. And again, we've had the conversation multiple times. So saying that I've threatened to pull support, I've said I'm going to pull support, ignoring everything that happened after that, months and months of shit after that, is ridiculous.
May I just rewind the tape a little bit and remind you of the context in which I made that statement, is when I had that skeet guy on, and I asked him a direct question, do I have a financial incentive in order to not platform Destiny, right? And my evidence for that, or one portion of evidence for that, is that by platforming him more, right, or having him on still, that I am getting less money than I would have from other sources. And I used you as an example. And I said, accurately, that you said that you would, A, not watch me when Destiny was on, and you can't give me money for not watching me. I guess you could, technically, but you understand it.
Is Lav still on the Mr. Girl train? She probably is a bit ironically, but everything Lav does now is kind of ironic, because I think she realizes her shit is all completely fucked. But they're all okay with their shit being completely fucked. I barely have a theory of mind for any of these people.
And two, that you said you pulled financial support because of it. Both of those things were true.
Okay, Wick, this is what I mean when I say that you're dishonest.
Uh-oh.
Because like we just went over, you and I have had multiple conversations since then where I've made it clear that I've, and obviously I haven't pulled financial support because I've donated to you a fuck ton since then, right? In fact, I think I've donated to you more since then, since like before that maybe the company, because Tally was on and went to, yeah, Tally on. I fucking
wait, then why not just say that? Like, why, now we have a new argument that contradicts everything that was said before. Before you said he'd retired and that's why he didn't have time to watch. Then he said, well, if Destiny's been on more, it means I'm probably not going to donate, but I have been on. But now he says, actually, I've donated more than I ever had in the past over the past year. Then what were the other things that you said? Hello?
Donate all the time just a shit talker. Right?
Okay, so to be clear, earlier in this conversation,
oh shit, is Wick about to identify
this? That you donated less because you're busy and you don't watch as much.
No, that's not what I said. Wick, I said, you said that I've donated less. I said that I'm watching less because I'm busy.
Okay.
So if I've donated less, that's why. Okay.
But you didn't specifically say I donated less because I'm busy. But after I say that comment, you say, I'm busy, so I watch less. This implies that these things
are
connected.
Yes, it does. Unless you're being tricky.
Obviously, if I'm not watching, I can't donate.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a different reason for that, which might be very, very well be true. But that doesn't make what I say dishonest or an exaggeration.
No, hold on. It's dishonest.
Giving you what's actually happening.
Wick, again. It's dishonest. Because you know that we've had multiple conversations about this specific...
Also, this is the abuser tactic. When somebody says your name, I think you can red flag anybody in your real life for this. When somebody uses your name a lot when they talk to you, that's always an abuser tactic, okay? Be careful. Oh, no.
Thing. Okay. Since January 2025, where I've made my sins clear to you, which is not that I'm not going to donate or whatever, it's just that I'm not going to watch when Destiny's on. That's it. And if you have somebody else on, other people on, I will watch. And I would probably donate if I feel like there's something I want to say.
I think it's pretty clear. Which is, again, you're right. I'm not complaining.
Were you using Taylor's name a lot in y'all's conversations to mock her doing something? 100%. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm reflecting her abuser strategy. Yeah. Taylor. I think I started tweeting at her doing that too.
Think about this. You are free to donate or not donate. And
I think you're intentionally reframing it.
I want to be clear. I do appreciate when you do donate to me. I do.
Don't let abusers own name usage. That's bullshit of a high sort. No, there is no reason. Well, like, there are ways that you could use a person's name, like exasperatedly or something, but when you use it to constantly disarm them or to constantly try to, I guess, like, lower the temperature just on their side. Like, if I was arguing with Kafka and I'm like, oh my God, Kafka, this is so fucking stupid. Come on, Kafka, are you serious? Like, this is like a thing. But if Kafka's talking, I'm like, Kafka. When it's always at the beginning of a sentence like that and it's always used to just try to, like, de-escalate just the other side, I feel like that is almost always followed up by some passive aggressive fucking manipulator, psycho abusive bullshit every fucking time. Okay. It's a thing. Okay. I've heard it. Every person that I hear talks like this always does it. Lab does it a lot. I think it's a tactic. Okay.
And I know we have differences of opinions on many things, but you're one of the few people who will consistently come on and actually have a conversation with me about the things we disagree with. And that is, again, commendable. It is something I support and something I'd like to see continue to happen. That said, if you never donate another dime to me, that's your choice. I'm not going to complain about it. And that's fine. I would like for you to give me all your
money. It's funny how I mispronounced Kafka. What is it? Kafka? 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 Shut the fuck up.
But that's not going to happen either, right? But
Kafka?
Here's the deal.
Is it Kafka?
Right? Like, to claim that I'm dishonestly framing this when I'm simply quoting you and I'm simply going through, again, what has changed as I've seen it in my behavior. Now, you could say I'm wrong. You could say, well, actually, no, I did it for another reason. And I had changed my mind and I had relaxed on this a bit. That's fine.
Wick, do not imply
that I am lying or being dishonest or deceptive, because I am not.
Okay, but Wick, we don't even need to do this because I didn't retire until January this year, actually. Early January of this year.
Sure.
So you had almost a...
Oh, LOS is now on your side after your convo. His last video was about how plaintiff is using a bad lawsuit to harm you. Who is LOS? Or LUS? Oh, the one lawyer guy? I mean, that doesn't help me because people are going to say that I just biased him or whatever, but...
A year, or about a year, after I made that comment, to see that actually I was still watching and still donating all the fucking time. It's just been the last few months I haven't been around too much. Right? So you know that that is not true. So if you're saying, oh, in the last few months, I'm not aware of anything that's changed in the last few months. You have Destiny on just like you did before. And my stance is the same. I'm just not going to watch when he's on. So nothing has changed there. Right? So, and I think I've demonstrated throughout the year that I will donate when he's not on, like I usually do. Not because you don't have him on, but just when I find something that I want to say or I want to mock somebody. You know, if you have Tally on, I'll donate a lot. Please don't have her. She really fucking irritates me. But if you did have her on, I would donate a lot just as shit talker.
Look, I don't know what happened to Tally. I don't know why she decided to ghost me. I'm not sure. But
I don't know.
It's weird.
But it'd be like, if I could find anyone chat saying he had to.
What's going on with Tally? Wait, it wasn't since our last debate, was it? I feel like I was kind of mean to that one, but.
he had to kill her, for example. And I said, oh, Wick, well, you said he had to kill her. And I totally ignore everything that happened before that, everything that happened after that. And I just said, well, Wick, well, here you are saying he had to kill her. Like, that'd be extremely fucking dishonest, right?
It would depend.
That's what you're doing right now.
It would depend. If your claim was that I had said that and I said, no, I didn't, or I'm exaggerating, then I would be lying.
No, hold on. What it would be was, oh, Wick, well, you thought he had to kill her. And I would be like, oh, well, Wick, here you are saying he had to kill her. Yeah, if that's true, please have her back on, because it's super funny.
I'll ask and see what she has to say. Here's the thing. I don't usually DM people if they stop DMing me. Does that make sense? Like, if they stop contacting me or whatever, I just let them be, right? I don't know why, but okay, if that's what you don't want to talk to me anymore, that's okay. I won't. but we'll see.
Okay.
But can we just...
So,
oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Why was Dupes comfortable coming on with you about your lawsuit but won't even watch you, or with only 100 streamers discussing your lawsuit of Snarkers? Probably because he hangs out with all the groups of people that do. I don't remember if Doobie was ever in those servers or not. I think Jessica shut down his fucking... He had a room in his thing called the E-Rape Room. I'm sure they have other servers. I put my life on it that they do. But I'm pretty sure Doobie used to hang out in those places, or sometimes people make alts and hang out in those places, so he probably was just getting talking points from other people or whatever.
No, so I again, disagree with the framing of it. But it's fine. If that's genuinely how you feel, and that's how you're reading it, fine. I'll accept it.
And just
despite the
audience,
massive...
This isn't the guy that hates me. That was the other guy.
No, I do hate Wick. Fuck you, Wick.
Yeah, maybe. should I try this Ace guy on again? Just to...
I was actually going
to
say...
Yeah, I told Wick that I will always talk to my haters, okay? Tali went to go to a libertarian show with that Ryan Mullally guy instead of Wick, and just said it to ghost him instead of tell him rip. Okay.
Despite the massive ideological disagreements that we have, right? I do think you're an Israel sweeper, which is worse crime than being a Destiny sweeper, to be clear. Though he's pretty bad too. Despite the massive ideological differences we have, I do like you. I don't hate you.
Thank you.
I want you to be successful. You know, so like, don't...
My
not
bro!
Like, trying to take you down or whatever the fuck.
He's my
nothing
bro!
Like, no, we just disagree
he's
about
his boy!
With lots of people. No big deal.
Let's see if this Ace guy will troll me again with the...
Okay. Should I drop up? I'll leave you guys to it.
Okay. Bye-bye, Doobie.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Ace, you get your chance to redeem yourself. Can you get a W finally? We'll find out. Go ahead.
This guy's shooting me from.
You're muted on your end. You gonna Rickroll me again? You wanna get me? Epic troll?
Hey, hey, Wick. So first off, I'd like to thank you for using Grok yourself to completely legitimize its use. So any attempt of you to complain about using it just makes you a complete hypocrite and a liar.
Hold on, do you...
Oh, no! Wick is who we have to blame for Grok? No!
Do you understand that speaking someone's language, like if someone only speaks a certain language and only addresses things in a certain way, that it is no sin or crime or even legitimizing to speak in that same language?
No, that's exactly what you argued against, though, with regards to that one dude that was basically doxing Destiny's kid because Destiny was doing it to everyone else. That's him.
No.
Whose kid am I doxing? And now we're not even talking doxing. We're talking A-logging, which is more fucked up than doxing. What the fuck?
No.
Language, so now you're lying about that. So
you don't understand the difference here between speaking a language versus going after children? Do you think it would be okay if your language... Do you think I meant that...
You know, Wick, I think it's very funny that a rape lover like you seems to be... Yeah.
Do I love to rape or do I love to be raped?
Oh, you defend rape as an... You defend the concept of rape.
I defend the concept of
rape.
How,
without
when,
their informed consent.
Sure. When
oh,
or how
did that
have I defended the concept of rape? Go for it.
Oh, yes. You did that when you claimed that it wasn't real rape for a trans person to pretend to not be trans in order to sleep with people who would refuse consent had they known.
That's... Okay. Wow. All right.
You did this during your debate with me, the last one, you know, the one that you like to pretend that you want.
Of that, of me saying that that's okay?
Yeah, you claimed, I don't really know that it's rape, though. And that's you essentially downplaying and defending it by claiming it's not real rape.
Do you think I can be against something
without
and
being
say,
rape?
Well, while this is evil and wrong, it's not technically rape? Do you think that that's a position I could have that would be okay?
No.
But at that point, you're still claiming it's not real rape, and that's the problem. You're
Why is that a problem?
It. Because you're claiming it's not real rape. You are therefore defending it by redefining it in such a way that it, in your mind, does not constitute rape.
Okay.
Wow.
Therefore, you are
and
defending that particular
defending.
Example of rape.
That's
yes,
just defining. When
right,
I
so
say
by,
what,
by
no,
that logic. No,
the
with
guy,
that logic.
Hold on. The guy who
logic,
got killed, right, was
right,
stabbed
wait,
to death.
Problem.
And you,
okay, do these guys talk about me? I don't care about
say he got hit by a car. Hold on. You recognize that your little hypothetical there didn't have the result you were looking for and made you look stupid.
No, it makes you look like a fucking rapist. Which
makes you look
are.
Like a fucking rapist because
okay, okay, yes.
That deception is wrong, evil, and bad. But not all forms of deception when it comes to sexual intercourse are rape.
Okay, based.
Informed consent, I just fundamentally disagree with it.
Except I didn't say that.
Lacking.
Except I didn't say that.
You
and
did when you argued that a woman who wears
nope.
makeup in order to look prettier...
It's 75% me and 20% calling Wick a rapist and pedo.
...to sleep with men.
Yep. Okay.
Because you're now at the point where you have to ignore the... did it because explicitly because they wanted to sleep with a guy who'd refused consent had they known otherwise. That's the point that's very critical. That's another point that's very critical to my argument.
No matter, regardless of their ideas. But if you come on and you show your dick, I'm going to ban you.
How do you know that's his dick?
If you show anyone's dick, I'm going to ban you. Or any kind of nudity.
Oh.
Boobs, pussy, dick, doesn't matter.
I don't know, Wick. I think you're quite the boob.
Oh, well, maybe.
Anyways.
Okay, is that all you got?
I mean, the fact that you tried to argue that all women in your eyes apparently only put makeup on to seduce men who would refuse
to. I didn't argue. I'm just making that shit up.
Well, you tried. Look,
yeah,
I
the thing
out.
That you make up in your mind, I think I argued, you totally
the
got
thing
me
is,
on me, I guess.
Right? The
but
thing
in reality,
is,
in the real world, when I actually wear makeup in order to look prettier than they are,
distinction
right? Because men wouldn't sleep with them if they didn't look as pretty as they did with makeup and raping them. I think that's crazy. That's insane. That's an insane statement to make. And it shows that your definition of rape is so broad to include that. I think that definition is too broad and needs to be narrowed.
My definition of rape is very simple. Having sex with someone without their informed consent.
Okay, when you define informed consent to mean someone who wears makeup, a woman who wears makeup to look prettier than they are, because otherwise a man wouldn't sleep with them, and you call that rape under that definition is far too broad and needs narrowed.
If she is doing it specifically to
deceive the
person.
Yes, in order to deceive. Like, I don't think that this guy will sleep with me because I don't look that pretty. So I'm going to wear makeup to make myself look more pretty and maybe a push-up bra to make my boobs look bigger so he'll
you
sleep
do
with me.
You that, do realize.
This
so
person,
realize.
Me,
what do we need to realize?
Them
realize.
Being rapist,
realization
wear a
coming.
Bra and some fucking makeup to attract men that otherwise wouldn't be attracted to them, then your definition of rape is far too broad. It needs narrowed. Yes. And that's a ice-cold fucking take.
All right, so let's see.
So you're pro rape.
Here's the problem with that. If you were talking about a hypothetical in that situation where the man is,
I'm not talking hypothetical. This is what women
yeah, we are,
do.
Because
men
this
do
was
too,
a hypothetical
like dressing pretty and like a man who wears a toupee. Like is a man who wear a toupee right to cover up his receding hairline so that they can sleep with women who wouldn't maybe otherwise sleep with them if they didn't have a receding hairline? Are they raping that woman?
Wick, you said we weren't talking about a hypothetical. Are you suggesting that that's not a hypothetical?
I know men who wear toupees so they can get laid. Yes.
So it's not a hypothetical.
It's not
and
a
then,
hypothetical.
And
are they rapists?
When I said, and let me get back to this, when I said
can
that
you
this
answer
was my hypothetical,
are they rapists? Are these people raping those women?
Did they deliberately deceive the women with the full knowledge that the woman would have refused consent had they known otherwise?
They have strong reason to suspect, or they think to themselves, like, hey, I don't think I will get this.
I actually don't know the exact answer to this. I feel like it's actually there might be an answer to this, but it's not palatable. The actual answer might be that it feels even bad to say it, but like maybe some rape is just not really that bad and some rape is really bad. Like it feels weird to use the same word for you roofie somebody so that they pass out and you have sex with them, or you violently hold somebody down and you have sex with them because that's obviously rape without consent or informed consent or consent at all. But like, would we use the same word to describe that as like you lie about how much money you make at your job so somebody fucks you and they wouldn't have fucked you if they knew how much money you made otherwise? Like if we're going to call both of those things rape, then we're going to have like a dramatically different default normative loading of that word, right? To where if somebody says rape, it's like, okay, well, is this a bad kind of rape or is this a whatever kind of rape, you know?
Sleep with this woman if I show that I'm bald, so I wear a wig or I wear a toupee so that I look better so that they might sleep with me. Are these men
this is
raping
these
women?
Wait,
I don't know what I feel like there should be a qualitative difference. I just don't know what that qualitative difference is. So like things that are related to sex, maybe, but I don't even know if that's, I don't even know if that's satisfying. So for instance, I think that most people maybe would say that like, let's say you had sex with somebody and you had HIV, but you concealed that. Would you consider that rape? I feel like HIV is bad enough that people would just say yes to that without really thinking through it much. They'd be like, yeah, of course. But then if you put that down to any STD, let's say you had gonorrhea or chlamydia, would you consider that rape if somebody knew they had it and they intentionally concealed it? I feel like even on that one, like most people would say, sure, even for chlamydia or gonorrhea. But then what if somebody had like, what if somebody knew that they had like the flu, but they didn't show very many symptoms, or they took like, what do you take? Not like an Advil or whatever the fuck to mask the symptoms, and then you had sex with somebody. Is that rape? Is it rape if you have sex with somebody and you have the flu and you conceal that from them? I don't know if as many people would say yes to that one. So I don't actually know because I would argue that depending on the flu, if it's like a serious flu, it's probably worse than like chlamydia or gonorrhea. I think that if you get your antibiotics for those, don't they go asymptomatic in like 1 or 2 days maybe? Like you're not missing work. If you've got chlamydia or gonorrhea and you go to a clinic and you get like a shot or pills for it, you don't have to miss work for those. But if you get like a bad flu, you might be gone for a week. But I feel like people would be more likely to say it's rape or sexual assault if you fuck somebody while concealing a minor STD versus concealing like a respiratory infection. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think this wig is going to stay on them during the act.
It's a good toupee, man.
You're fucking retarded.
Wait, does this guy think people take their toupees off to have sex?
So that I look better so that they might sleep with me. Are these men
this is
raping
to stay
these
off? Wait, they think this wig is going to stay on them during the act?
It's a good toupee.
Generally, good toupees are not just wigs. They get like, I don't know if you would call these permanent, but some people get these motherfuckers like glued on and shit. They like shower and stuff with them, right? Like they're whole ass things.
Hey, man.
You're fucking retarded.
Hold on. Can you answer the question? Are they raping
the
women?
Question. If they
are men who wear toupees, or here's another one, who wears cologne to cover up their odor?
Speaking from personal experience there, Wick.
I'm reading chat.
Wearing cologne, masking my natural masculine pheromones, great. Okay.
Is that rape? So, is that rape? Is a man who wears cologne in order to get laid raping a woman?
You seem to be still forgetting the very specific.
Okay, this is retarded.